enfin bon, j'ai un top, j'ai même un problème, je suis peut-être bien là.
Но по несейхон мэй, пришел один атомэй, вишес от той и от той. Now, according to the Rash and the Rosh and the Ayyad, that mayim mechubor cannot be become to me, so we understand, because לא по несейхон мэй, so it was not Nislash, the mayim was not Nislash. Хой абон атомэй, the mayim was not Nislash. According to the Rambam, that my Mechuborim can also be recovered to me. If it is coupled with Hotsun, so not with Sichonet, so the element of Hotsun is lacking. But Hola Ben Atomei, so it's Betzeinei, so it should be recovered to me. And then Shosa Atoria, so he should become Tomei. So, because Mishneh is with Kashi. And because Mishneh says, because according to the Rambam, Hola Ben Atomei is reference to a case where he had no other way of getting across except by walking through the river, so through the garden. So Mimele, it was very hateful to him to walk, but he had no other way, so maybe it's not considered as good sense. So that's why the Miyagabo couldn't be recovered. This is what the Mishnah says in Iran. Echad Mikaboi. Now let's see what the Rav says. Shall we not come in Mishas Atoi Atoi? She Mikaboi Marul Mikabotume. He Damrin Omi. Echad Mikaboi. Mibir Sichim Misichim Milayreis Mitamtsi Yeshaposo. Mitzu the Rav says. Umikoi Shem Baboi So. Mishas Atoi So. בבירס נסיכים כול ישרנו חועדים מפני מסליסים על המייל השניס בירס נעשו נגון סיכים עבור חמוקצורים מאורס מרופויס ומחוסים בקירו שיש לנפה מטאפציה שפוסקו כשומם על יד מהאורים ומסמצים המים ומבבבים מן האורים לאחר שפוסקו הקשום ופוסקו האורים מסחלוסו איסר המים המישורים הם כמי גבוי יפתובד סתיו דלפים. So then it's Kimikaboy. We just mean on the Tomei, we mean with Tomei, or in the Mashkipay, we mean a Tika Akrim Patelte. Our Kons Manshaloi Posku, Hori is Chiloso, Apo Pishe Posku Hakshomi, in Hakshomi Kimikaboy. Ume Hakshomi Nan is Holy, Akakach Naori, Mibakri Natipa Akmeo, Apo Pishe Amayim or Mishayim Moi Bepur, Vihoket Nab is a Shayim Makshay. משליחה שיורדו על המקשום עם ריב מן התוי התוי אין נסי בזמן שקידמו משליחס אבל קידמו מקשום עם הפרקות של משליחס כמו נאו פוסקו הקשומים הקרב עם מיר ומדרך פני why? because the Yavidus הקשומי is מתאיה בטומה of the מגב whether it's מתאיה the whole Megabor from the Rambam, or it's Mitaya, the Tipo X, it comes the other Shemi. So the Aloch is that Yogidus Akshomi is Mitaya. Now from the Rav, it's Mashma, that he equates Yavidus Akshomi with Mitamtsi Yeshaloi Posku. Even though Mitamtsi Yeshaloi Posku is discussed in Mishneh Bo, not here. Here, tomorrow, the Mishneh says, Posku Akshomi, so Hochechim Teir. So, thus implying that Yavidus Akshomi, Lopam, the Megavor, is Mitaya of the Megavor. Is Mitaya of the Megavor. So, but Mitamtsi Yeshaloi Posku is not mentioned in this Mishneh. It's only mentioned in Mishneh Bo. And Mitamtsi Yeshaloi Posku really represents the second higher level of Mikvayis. Now, but from the Rambam the Lord it appears that Yavidus Akshomi and Mitamtsi Yeshaloi Posku the Tzaynach. The Tzaynach. So, in other words, Bishas Akshomi Hakot Toreya really represents the second highest level. Even though it's mentioned in Mishneh Daled, but it represents the second highest level. because Sharaf says, Abul Kol's man shall be posko orim is chlosso. That's the second level of mitamzi is loy posko. Abul Pish a posko akshomi nechshomi jimidagoyim. Umi akshomi. Hanischomi makakach na orim. מבקנים הטיפה הפניו, אף על פי שהמים הראשונים הוא בטוח, והורך אתנן, בפני קשנים מכשיר. So, משפיך שלו מקשום עם רבע תו יותר. Now, where in קשנים מכשירים, the Mishnah mentions deals with the Tarea and the Rebus Akshomi. Not because he's really possible. And the Rav says, אבל כל זמן שלו פוסקו אורם מסחלוסון, אבל פי שפוסקו אקשומי, אין מכשומי כמגבי. That means that Yeridas Akshomi and Mitamtzi Yeshori Posko, that's Ayin Ha. That's a big chiddush. Because other Rishonim disagree. But from the Rav it appears that it's Ayin Ha. And the strange thing about it is, because if it is Ayin Ha, so that means that the Mishnah already mentioned the Mishnah Dawel. It already mentioned the second level of Mikvois. How is it that the Mishneh, in Mishneh Vov, commences with the expression "Remaira mehem tamtishol poskul"? As if so far it wasn't discussed yet, it was already discussed. All right, that's no kasha. In other words, it was discussed just at the book, but now in Mishneh Vov, the Mishneh tells us. So that Mitamshul Posko represents the second highest level, the second higher level. And Bishatakshon Habitoir is really expressive of the Din Mishnevot of Mitamshul Posko. It's Ainah, on the contrary, it's Mashma. That from the Lashon of the Rav, that Mitamshul Posko is as good, is as effective as the Bishatakshon. Even though the Kshomim already stopped, but as long as the Mitamtzius, the water that drips down from the cliffs of the mountains into the mountains, so that is considered like Yehudas Hashem. It's as effective as Yehudas Hashem, but not more effective than Yehudas Hashem. We'll see that the Ashikes, that Mitamtzius Shal Posku is much more effective than the Yeridas Akshomi. What's we'll see? But the Rav Shite is not like that. The Rav Shite is that you Bishas Akshomi, Hakutoi, and Mitamtzius Shal Posku, the Tzana. And what's the Aloche? Umi Aksh Avo Pi, Avo Kotman Shal Posku Orim is Chloso, Avo Pi Shal Posku Akshomi, in Akshomi Kemi Gaboi, Umi Akshomi Anuschol Marakach Nohori, Mi Vakrin Atipat Meyo. Mikshom HaMishra Kachin HaOrim, that's Mitamtzi Yeshori Posko. Mivak Min HaTipa Atmiyo, Av Al Pi, Shamayim Avshayim Loi Batu, Veroch Etnam Vifershayim Makshir, Mishviche Sheyordu Aleyem Mikshom, Imreiv Min HaToye, Toye, Eine Sai Bizman Shekitmu Mishviche. Avo Kitmu Mikshomim, Avo Kol Shehu Mishviche Sistam. Avo Kol Shehu Mishviche Sistam. So he says that if, so the Mishnah says, if you had Mishviches that were my name, and then it's Yodu Alei of Mikshomi, so then the Mikshomi is Nitaya, the Mishviches, the year before my name.
Are we speaking here of my name though in this Mishnah, because it was just Tipa X in Mayim, so why do we have to come on to Meishvichus?
So, okay, first of all, we have Tipex, or Tipex is Mayim Mayim.
But we said it's just going to be...
One second. We also have the Mishneh of Nefu Mayim Mayim. I mean, it doesn't make any difference whether Tipex is represents one Tipe, it represents 10,000 Tipes. I mean, Tipex.
But I thought we're not cautious to Tipex, and only that it would be revived to a status of Tmei if you treat the water as
Mashka. No, but if there was Yavidas Akshomi, then it is Mitalia Tipex, so mainly it cannot be revived again. The identity cannot be revived, the Tumei cannot be revived again. It's only, when can it be revived if it did not become Toya, it did not become Toya. But if there was Yechidus Hashomim, so that wiped out the tumor of the text.
So then if
so it cannot be revived again.
So if we really only had one tipa X and the whole made gava here, so then if we had two drops of rain, would that be rove? Imov min ha-tahar tahar?
Of course,
so,
I mean,
in other words, does it have...
Second, it goes without saying that when it starts to rain, so the rainwater is much more than tipa X. It goes without saying. So bishas akshomim ha-kotoy. Poskwa akshomim. So then there could have been a new contamination because of another tome who drank, or another person who drew water with the king of tome. So Hakhelis, but it all depends. If there was time within which it could have been, within which a tome could have contaminated Tibet or all the Midabra or Karamba. So if it's actually only there, so it's very likely that it was again contaminated. So it may work again, but those megabot that are, let's say, far away from the city, so it takes, let's say, several hours until the person from the city has passed by the gabo. So if the rain subsided, let's say, an hour ago, and it takes 2 hours to get there, so then we look at the Cheshish, maybe there was a new condemnation. So the Chaykin Teirin, Achi, how could they go? All right. Achim the order, Achim the Chayshin Hashem, Shos Atom, and Yodach and Tomei. Achi, how could they be order? Asha Yori, Zayuch, in the Chayko, the Osmeim, Shem, Shos Atom, and Tomei, and Nirei, Bichwi, Tomei. So now, the Mishnah is, maybe Saitar Osom, so that's the Tare, Aundei, Yechidus Hashomim. Then the Mishnah says, the Mishnah Dalet, Bishas Akshom Ha'Kotoya. So the question is, what does it mean, Bishas Akshom Ha'Kotoya? Just when it started to rain, even if it just rained for 1 second, so Ha'Kotoya, or there has to be a certain degree of rain in order to be tired. So we have three shittes. Bishama Yemri Mishayir Buri Yishtefu. According to Bishama, when is Yechidus Hashomim be tired? The tumor of the Tibet or the tumor of Omigama. Only if there was Yubu, the amount of water, of rainwater, the drop upon the Gabo was more than the original water in the Gabo. And as the Lazy King pointed out, according to the Rambam Shite, that by Shosotome, so all the Mikabo become contaminated. So it is obvious that when we say Mishinirbu, or when we say Mishinirbu, or we still say Robo Akokish or Mishotfu, Robo means it was more the value of rainwater, the drop down from the rain is more than the original volume of water in the Gat. But even according to the Rash and the Rosh and the Raiva, that the water in total, the water of the Gavo in total, does not become contaminated, because the Chumah cannot become contaminated, but only TPX. But since we don't know what the value of TPX, whether TPX consists of one TP, or 1,000 TPs, or 10,000 TPs, so maybe we have to take the maximum. So we have to consider, like in Gavulis, if we don't know how much a Kehler was Gereya, how much is a Kehler was Gereya, so then it would require a Shishin, make it the whole Baichor that was cooked in the cake. Even though we know, I mean, it didn't absorb everything because we see the Eichor still remaining in the pot, but since we don't know how much, so remember we take the maximum. So here too, even according to the Rosh and the Rash and the Raiva, that the water of the Gabo in total does not become contaminated because it's Mechubah. So what is considered contaminated? Only Tibet. But we still require, in order to be Mitaya Tibet, we require Rov as against the total volume of the water in the Gabo. Even though we know, according to the Rashi of Rosh Hashanah, that the only TPX is coming, but we don't know the value of TPX. Is it 20 TPX? Is it 10 TPX? Is it 100 TPX? Is it 1,000 TPX? Is it 10,000 TPX? So we have to take a maximum. But we can't just accordingly just say, think, let's say, half of the gather, or a tenth of the gather. Why? So maybe we require that it should be over. Against, it should be more, the volume of water that rain down over should be more than the total volume of water in the garden. So if the Rambam mentions the Gershamishli example, suppose the capacity of the garden is 20 sot, there was, let's say, nine so in the Megabra, original. Nine so now in the Megabra. The capacity is 20. And there was nine so in the Gabra. So when does it become clear if the rainwater that rained in would be 10 so? So it would be more than the nine so. Even according to Rashi and the Rosh and the Rai. Because we don't know the volume of the bag, so we have to take a maximum. So what is the maximum? We cannot just arbitrarily think of a figure. So we say more than the whole volume of the water in the gap. So this name is a song we shall name the ishti. So the Rambam explains it in the Birsha Mishnah. According to Bishamai, so if in the example given, where? That's the Rambam's example. Where the capacity of the Gabra was 20 so. And there was nine so originally water in the Gabra. And then it's according to the Shammai, so we require Rabu and Shotful. So in order to be Mitaya, TPX. So there must rain in 11 so plus. So then it will be Hobo and it will be short for two. Because since the capacity of the Gabo is just 20 so. So if a 9 there was 9 so, 9 was there originally. Now if another 11 so plus rains in, so it will overflow. So it will be Hobo and short. But according to BCL, Hobo have official and short for. So if originally the capacity is 10-20 and originally the mine in the Gabo was 9 saw, so then in order to be tired according to the serial, we require 10 saw should rain in, even though it will not be shot. Reb Shimon Meir, shot for Abel P. Shalom Rob. Shot for Abel P. Shalom Rob. In other words, according to the serial, suppose the capacity of the Gabo is 20 saw. And originally there was a volume of 19 so volume. And then it rained in 1 so plus of rainwater. So it will overflow because the capacity is just 20. And if 19 plus 1 so plus is more than 20, so it will necessarily overflow. So it's already been attacked. Now let's see that. מיימא סייטא רוסו, של קרינו מורחים כמי שיהיה בו וישתפו, מי שיהיה בקשום יהיה במהקשום מהמיים, שאוי בן פרור, כמי ששוסם מהתומא, או שמיון בפי תומא, וגם שיהיה שם בליאב, הוא עצמא סגב ובין כוחוץ, ושיהיה השתי בקום שהוא, רובו לא כמי שם על יפול את הבאי שיהיה בישתפו, אלא כמי שרובו, מיישומים שבו החכים על המיים, שאוי משסתו מוסו, ניתארו, אף על פי שאוי שוט ויוצא חוץ. רב שימי לו מי ששוטפו מקשום להרביצב של גבו ויוצר לחוץ נית על הגבו אך שרוב מהשומים שבו הקינו המים של מגבו שעשתי מוסר. There is one thing so strange in the first Israel. I don't understand why the first Israel explain that way. Other Rishayim say explicitly that the opposite. And the Tashtes Haloshen of the Mishnah is not like the first Israel. Tashtes Haloshen of the Mishnah is that according to Bishamai, we require both. Rabu and Shotfu. All right, there couldn't be any doubt about the Bishamish is. According to the Sira, Rabu by itself is not. But Shotfu by itself is not enough. That's the Pashto Saloshi. He still said, Robu Avaki Shalei Shofu. Where else Rav Shimon says Shofu Avaki Shalei Robu, that means Rav Shimon is more meticulous against Bisil. In other words, according to Bisil, the important thing is only Robu. And Robu Avaki Shalei Shofu, the Shofu Avaki Shalei Robu, that Bisil don't say. But when he came to Rav Shimon, he says, either one is Mitaya, the two men. Robu Avaki Shalei Shofu, and also Shofu Avaki Shalei Robu. Because it's all sense of that. I mean, there's a passage I watched and a number of Rishonim explain it that way. But the Kras Yisrael, I know why. Kras Yisrael says, Bisil say, Rob Rachel Kishalom Shot. Rosh Hashem. And needless to mention, that Shot Rachel Kishalom Rob were coming to Bisil. Rashi Kim Rav Shimon says, Shot Rachel Kishalom Rob. But Rob without Shtifet. Where did you get that pshat in Bisil and Rav Shimon? I don't know. But this is how the Tras Yisrael explains it. But the pashtes of the Mishnah is just that way. That Bisil say only Robo, even without Shtite, so can be Mitaya. But Shtite without Robo cannot be Mitaya. Whereas Rav Shimon says either one can be Mitaya. Robo even without Shtite, but Shtite even without. Alright. Now. שירים לחווה, מדברים על אולו, נקרא מסליסים, שירים להשתמש בהם לחווה, לא רואים שהוא לבש את בהם חווה, ואיתם ידיים, חודור שזה ידיים. Now we mentioned already, there are two gersoys in this Mishnah. One gersoy is שירים לחווה, and the other gersoy is שירים לחום. Of course there is a big difference. If we are doing a שירים לחווה, so it means even the חווה is חום. But in the חום, it's only the חום. But even those who are Geiris Lechale, so Natukha, some of those who have the Geiris of Lechale, but they explain it, not Chale Mamesh, but Isaac Fula Lechale. And some who are Geiris Lechale, apply it to Chale Mamesh. Now, if it means Chale Mamesh, so why is there a difference between this and in the next Mishnah, Mishnah Bo, which is Lemayroman, which is Lemayroman. So then it says, Sharing with Truma, the little man, with a dying. But, so that means that the previous case, so it was not Sharing with Truma. So if we say, like most of Sharing, that Chalot is Marazin is the Rabbanon, but Truma is Marazin is the Raiseh, alright, then you can understand. But if we say that both Chale and Truma is Marazeh, is the Rabbanon, so why should there be a difference? Now, so maybe, so those Rishayim who say that not only Chale is Marazeh is in the Rabbanon, but even Truma is Marazeh in the Rabbanon, Rambam Shite, so they will have to explain that Shayim Lechale doesn't mean Lechale Mamesh, but it means Isad Kula Lechale. And the same thing would be true of Esau at Peiris Afun Mitrumo, the Tzanahat. And the Rambam in Yer Hazoko explained it that way. So he mentions Ksheri Lechalo, Esau at Furu Lechalo. So that's only by Mikabo. And Mashaik in the next Mishnah, which is the higher level of Mikamtsi Shoei Posku, so there he says Ksheri Mitrumo. And it means Ksheri Mitrumo and Lechalo. And here the Chalo, according to the Rambam, here the Chazoko, means it's a Tvula the Chalo. And the same thing would be true, Ksheiro Mipeireis, a Tvuli Mitrumo. Mipeireis a Tvula Mitrumo. Now, the only thing is, the Rambam Peresha Mishneh, so there are two Gersois. One Gersi in the Rambam Peresha Mishneh is, the Ksheiro the Chalo means it's a Tvula the Chalo. But there is another Gersi in the Rambam Peresha Mishneh, that Chalo means Chalo Mamesh. So then the question arises, if Chalo means Chalo Mamesh, and the Rambam Shiti is that just as Chalo requires Biyat Zkum Chalem and Meir Bizman HaZeh, Chalo Minyat Yisrael Bizman HaBayis, Vayishim, so it was only the Rabbanon, so Chum also requires Biyat Zkum Chalem. So why should there be a difference between... Now, how does the Rab explain? Kshir Mechalo. Kshir Mechalo, Megabim Malon Namas Nisim, Kshirim, למשתמש בהם, לחלו, Unrupashiru Venhalo Vilikonem Yodai Yehodomo Shetzoch Kirzidam. So first of all, the Rav has the gear say halo, not chuf. And then we see from the Rav that he explains halo not Yisachul El Halo, but halo mamash. So then we have to say that the Rav Shite is not like the Rambam, not like the Rambam, because the Mishnah distinguishes between halo and trumo. If the Rav Shite here had been like the Rambam, that both halo is manaseh and trumo is manaseh, are the Rabbanon, why should there be a distinction? So we have to say that according to the Rav here, that the Rav Shite here is like the other Shite, who hold that only halo is manaseh is the Rambam. Masayukin trumo is manaseh is the Raiseh. So that's why the Meigabo are only kosher for mixing halo, because it's only the Rabbanon. So no, it's kosher, the Megabo. Masha'inke, for mixing trumo, which is in the Raisi, it's not kosher. Masha'inke, if there was Mikamtsi, Shom Miposko, so there, it's Ksheire, in the trumo, because then the trumo was broken. But we see from the Rav, that when the Rav holds, that when the Mishnah says at the end of Mishnah, hey, Ksheire, Mechal, Mordaim, it has reference to Megabo, that were not purified by means of Yehudah Sakshon. They were not purified by means of Yehudah Sakshon. This is how the Rav explained, and the Rav has to explain it that way. He's forced to explain it that way. Because the Rav, which he doesn't, we just saw that he equates Mitamtzi Yeshori Posko with Yehudah Sakshon, and Mitamtzi Yeshori Posko, that's the next highest, higher level. So, by the time it's only possible, it's kosher even with trumo. So, how could he apply the expression in Mishnah Hei, Ksher Mechal Kuyotai, that it applies to make Abo that were purified by means of Yavir Zakshomi? But the Rav Shite is that Yavir Zakshomi is the identical thing as becomes, it's only possible. And so, if, when the expression in the Mishnah, Ksher Mechal, has reference to the Gavoni that were purified by Yavir Zakshomi, so that's the next highest level. And here the Mishnah says, Ksher Mechalo, but with Truma not, only in Tamtishon with Polsku is kosher with Truma. So the Rav was forced to apply the expression Ksher Mechalo, not to the Gavoni that were purified by means of Yavir Zakshomi. That's the next level. Here the Mishnah has reference to the Gabonim that were not purified in any way. There was no Yehudah Sakshon. There was no Yehudah Sakshon. So then we say, Shosatomei, Veishosatoyotomei. So why? Because we are changed for TPX. But it's not the Badai that it's TPX. So in Meir, the Mishnah says, that even though the Megabon was Ishoso Tomei, even though there is a possibility that the Tomei was Sheise, and then is Tomei was Sheise, so still you can use the water for how? In view of the fact that in view of the fact that we don't have to be a chaychish. Less it don't know what she said. True, it's craving mirror with that. So that doesn't mean that it don't must have been chaser. If it's craving mirror with that, so it's possible that the Tomei was Jesus, but maybe Tomei was not Jesus. And then it's very possible that according to the Rav, even if we know that Megabo and Tomei drank from, even if we know, but since according to the Rav, so not all the water is contaminated, only TPX is contaminated. So he can still draw some water from the Gabo and mix the halo, because after all, it's only a possibility that he will draw TPX. Maybe he will not draw TPX. So maybe he can tell you, in view of the fact that that Chalo is Ma'azeh is the Rabbanon. So, according to the Rav, when the Mishnah says Kshev Lechalo, he doesn't have to have reference the case where we don't know, so then we can be tailored that the Tomei never drank. Even if we know that the Tomei drank from it. But inasmuch as only Tipo X is contaminated, not all the water in the Gabo is contaminated, so maybe we can be tailored that when he takes a Kele and draws water, it doesn't fill up Tipo X in the water. But anyway, this is the Rapshiko. So according to the Rav, the expression Shenu Echao in the Dali has reference to ordinary Gabo, where that were not purified by means of Yehud Sakshon. But how does the Pharisee Israel explain it? Look in the Pharisee Israel. He says, Chobot, Kshein Lechal, Lav Dibur Rav Shimani, Elo Dehoz Ekoma, Mai Mitmeni Manar, Shel Nitab, Lechol Ma'ate Di Yisrei, Kshein Lechal. So he explains Lechal, not Lechal Mamesh, but he's a true Lechal, all right. Roto Ima Muta Lorish Ben Yisra Atov Lechal, Di Ava Gavdo Asa Mikrim Tumor Lechul Ma'atum Mitrumo Lechal, Hanu Nila Divad Ekoma, Aber hoche du reke, rachshash hoche du mitume. Shemu nisanu shem tipot meyo, mubrez u bo rab bitchumo bichal o mamesh. Aber wei bitobu ben. But even bitobu ben, so he applies it to a case, rab di ben, hoche ma, mayim tmenim anau shem nitaru, vichol maate di isle, vichol maate di isle. So in other words, when we say it's kshedim, vichol maate di isle, it's only Kshelim Mi'isa Atfuna Lechalo if it was Nitaru, according to Bisila, Al-Mirobu Ur-Shotfu, according to Rav Shimon, Shotfu Al-Mirobu, according to Mishamai, Al-Mirobu Ur-Shtika together. So in that case is Kshelim Lechalo, the implication being that suppose there was no Yeridus Akshomi, we know that the Yeridus Akshomi subsided, let's say, a week ago, and since that time, there was no new Yavinis Akshomi, and within that time, it coming was Yavinis. So, since there was no Tarea in the Yavinis Akshomi, so then it's not in Sheo, Le'iso Hatfulo Lechalo. When is it Sheo? Le'iso Hatfulo Lechalo? It's Sheo Le'iso Hatfulo Lechalo, only my name and now Shemitahu, the whole march of Israel. Only there was Yavinis Akshomi. But if there was no Yavinis Akshomi, you cannot use the water even to make a mix for the Nisa Akhur Echala because there is a Nisa Merabon. Of course, not today, because then we cannot maintain Tare altogether. So maybe it's not Dosa. But this man, when there was Tare, when we could maintain Tare, so there was a Nisa Merabon to be Mitame and Nisa Akhur Echala. So anyway, you won't allow to use Megabo that were not purified by means of Yeridus Akshomi, even for Yisrael Lechal. But if they were purified, how did they Robu Havobi Shalim Shot for according to Misila, or Robu Bishot for according to Mishamai, or Shot for Havobi Shalim Robu according to Rav Shimon, so they were Nitea, how did they Rebbe or Shtife? So then it's kosher, the Megabo is kosher to make a mix of Iso Hatmura Lechal. Now, so according to the Tferes Yisrael, so it's a certain Muchach from the Tferes Yisrael that he must be Chilkan Rabbi Vadim Batinore. According to Rabbi Vadim Batinore, so Yavinis Akshomi is the identical thing of Mitamzi Yisrael Postu. So the Tferes Yisrael couldn't agree with Rabbi Vadim Batinore. Because if the Tferes Yisrael had agreed with Rabbi Vadim Batinore, Rabbi Vadim Batinore that it's Hain Hach, but in respect to Mitam Tishon Tosko, the Mishnah says, Kshedim Ibn Mitrumo Yitzau. It's Kshedim Ibn Mitrumo Yitzau. And here, it's only kosher. If it was Nitar or the Yeridus Akshomi, it's only kosher Lechalo. Le'isa Atvuno Lechalo, but not Lechalo itself or Mitrumo itself. So in other words, according to Tzitzis Yisrael, there is a basic difference between the Tare of Yeridus Akshomi and the Tare of Mitam Tzishol Posto. Now, Before we discuss the union of Mitam Tzi Shepasuk, we have to go over Mishnah Bot. Now, remind me, Mitam Tzi Shepasuk. So in other words, so you see, there are two verses in this Mishnah. One verse is Ksherim Lechol. The other verse is Ksherim Lechol. Then, according to the verse of Ksherim Lechol, there are two pshat. Either Chol is Chol Mamesh, or it means it's a poor Chol. Then the Atukshot, when the Mishnah says Ksherim Lechol Mulebayim, does the Mishnah refer to make a body that were not purified by Yevinus Akshami? Or the Mishnah's reference to make a body that were purified? Now, the Rabbi Batinore applies the expression Ksherim Lechol Mulebayim to ordinary make a body that were not purified. Because if the war purifies, according to Rabbi Batinore, then it's the same thing, it's actually is at the same status as Mitam Tzi Shepasuk. Mashenik in the first Yisroel, he applies Ksher Lechal Tunedayim to make a point in that war purified through Yerim's actually. And still, even though it was purified through Yerim's actually, you're still not allowed to use it for Chal Mamesh or for Trune Mamesh, but only for Niso HaTvur Echal. So according to Rashi Yisrael, there is a basic difference between the target potential or Yevinus Akshami and the target potential of Yitam Tishon Moshe. The target potential of Yevinus Akshami is only so is so significant as to make it role for Niso HaTvur Echal. But the target potential of Yitam Tishon is so significant that it can make it roll even for Chal itself and for Trum itself. What is the difference? That we have to see. Now, Mishnah Bot, remind me, Mitam Tzi Yeshoi Tosfo, Heo Yischilos Radayim Vadim Yakshom Shiod Aleyem, Eilu Mivak Nativo Rishay Nat Neyo Shoi Shoi Gabo, Lepichoch, So Shoshu Tome Mishnah Ketoya Toya, שסתום מי הולכו טויה טויה, שסתום לא מגיש עוד תחומה הוא מיידיע טויה, מי הולכו טומי שזה טויה טויה, מי הולכו טומי מי הולכו טויה טויה, מי הולכו טומי לא מגיש עוד תחומה הוא מיידיע טויה, אנחנו מה יתנאי שזה טויה טויה, אנחנו מה יתנאי מי הולכו לי טויה, ומי מי הולכו לי טויה טויה, אנחנו מה יתנאי לא מגיש עוד תחומו, אף אופי שהיידיע הכי טויה, היא הייתה כשאין לי תחומו, ומיקום הוא ידע על So if you have just done this as a toilet, or actually post the toilet, the man who is not shown me down, the zero a mile, the honey girl will also feel the mind that name. The Lord also, I will shame if you are sudden, the king will be a die. A die. So in other words, so according to the Rav, you read the section in the time to show the post to sign up. According to the Israel, there's a big difference. Now, what kind of Italian is the time to show the post? What kind of itam is itam tishol posuk? Now, the notion of the rabbi that we know is able to vacuum in hatipo mishen hat meyo shel zlikam. In other words, it's a special aloha. Okay. The tumel will be gabo, so it can be pokah as a result of yirida sakshon. So it's on the basis of bitu. It's on the basis of bitu. In other words, the Rav mentioned the Mishneh Machshir, the Mishneh Dalo. So, for Shem Machshir, Mishneh Beitz, Mishvich Shiyod Olim Mishon, the Beitz Natoya Toya. So it's on the basis of it. The Tzvaz Yisroel explains Mitam Tzi Yishol Yiposku, not on the basis of people. But what does Mitam Tzi Yishol Yiposku? Let's say, after it rained for a long time, so then the mountains, the karkar of the mountains absorbs the lachus of the rain. And then it starts bursting out, exuding that lachus. And then it starts dripping from the cliff of the mountains into the canyon. So when it starts dripping, it drips with so much force and so much swiftness that we take it for granted that the original ninth grade that was there was swept away as a result. Let's say you have here at the top of the mountain, and then there is a jet of water that flows from the cliff of the mountain. So that washes away all the contaminated water that accumulated in the valley, that accumulated in the valley. So this is how the Pitarzi soil explained it. Not the Rav explains the Aloche of Mitam Tzishoi Posku on the basis of Bidur. And it's the Mishneh and the Korita Rav, Mitam Tzishoi Posku and Yerim Sakshom and the Sanah, and it's the same Aloche that is mentioned in Tereshini Machshir and Mishneh Beis. So it's on the basis of Bidur. The Pitarzi soil doesn't explain it on the basis of Bidur, but he explains it on the basis of sweeping away. In other words, when the Mitam Tzishoi start whipping in the jet, so then they with such swiftness and force it flows that it's certainly, we can take it for granted that if there was any tipex at the bottom, so it was swept away. So then when the toilet drinks, it's new water, it's not a contaminated water, it's not the eggs. Now, and the interesting thing about it, that this whole pshat is, now that soil, on one hand, explains Mitam Tzishol Posku, the Torah potential of Mitam Tzishol Posku, not on the basis of people as the Rav does, but on the basis of an assumption that the Mitam Tzies, with their swiftness, as it flows, so it sweeps away the contaminated water that it bears. And then, what? The Pharisee soil distinguishes between the Tara potential of inherent in Mitam Tzishol Posku and the Tara potential inherent in Mitzvah Sakshon. So not only does the Tzitzas Yisrael explain the Tara potential of Mitam Tzishol Posku on the basis of the certainty, not the possibility, on the basis of the certainty that the Mitamtzius with its force and swiftness, in all probability, maybe I shouldn't say certainty, because it's not absolutely certain, because there's still a possibility that in spite of the swiftness of the flow of the Mitamtzius, shall it possible, so it did not wash away in Tipex, maybe Tipex still then, but that's a remote possibility. So in other words, the soil, not only does he explain the Tara potential in Tamsul Posku on the basis of the probability of the Tipex being swept away by the flow of the Tamsul Posku, but even the Tara potential of Yerides Hashonim, which is much less than the Tara potential in Tamsul Posku, he also explains on the basis of the possibility of the Tipex being washed away. So then you ask, but if both talents are based upon the possibility of TPX being washed away, so how is it that when there is the transition in Posku, so then it's kosher, the mind are kosher even for Truma itself? And where the talent took place are with the Yerides Hashomim, not only the Mitam Tzishol Posku, so then the Mingabo are only kosher for Misa Afuro Lecha. Manekshech is the same reason, because we are assuming that the original TPX was swept away by the flow of the water of the Mitam Tzishol Posku. And here too we are assuming that the original TPX, so the contaminated TPX was wiped, swept away by the Yerides Hashomim, the Yerushalmi. So it should be Mutter, even Lechale itself, not only when you suffer Lechale. So the Tzohar says it's a question of degree. In other words, in the case of Mitam Tzishol Posku, So then the water comes from a great distance, and it flows with great force and great swiftness. So in all probability, now it's even though it's not absolutely certain, so nothing is absolutely certain, but there is a meaning of hope. Hope is considered as a vadai. So here too, the swiftness of the flow of the mitamzi shel poskol makes it practically certain that the tipa ex was swept away. Mashein came, Yavin Sakshonim, so just the force.